You, sir, have written a book.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. It's been a journey, and there's been 5 good years, mostly summers, invested in this book with the help of people that I really love and trust.
All right. So tell us all about the book and why we should read it.
Well, it's an oversimplification, but the book called Less Stress, More Connection, Helping Busy Families Make Time for What Matters Most. That last part, I feel like, really connects with all of us because we really do need reminders of keeping what matters most closest to us. So, with that being said, it's an oversimplification to say this, but oftentimes when relationships don't work, and especially within the home, it's because at some point there's been a disconnect. And it can be difficult to heal and mend that disconnect. And so a lot of times what we need is a plan. And when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to know a plan. It's hard to come up with a plan. And so in part, this book is essentially a plan to strengthen our family connections and also to re-strengthen the connections that have been broken.
Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have for families? What's the first step that they can take?
Well, I like to use the illustration of the Gravitron that we probably remember back years ago that would be in most fairs that came to town. And if you remember the Gravitron, you would get in this circular wheel, basically is what it is, and it would spin really fast. But the faster it spins, the more the floor comes out from under you. And so what you end up being is completely helpless, and you're at the mercy of the ride. And a lot of times life feels that way, and especially within our homes and our marriage, our relationship with our kids. And things can get out of whack really quickly when we don't have our thumb on it really well. So we end up going, you know what, I'm way over here, but my marriage, it's way over there. Or I'm over here, but I've got a kid over here in left field, and they really need me. And what I really need is for somebody to just take a moment and unplug the ride. And unfortunately in life, there is nobody to unplug the ride. So,
or the phone.
Yeah. And that's a big part of the book in chapter 9. So what we have to do is we've got to make some intentional steps here. And so we walk through the book really, first of all, just identifying that we do have an issue and we do have a problem. And the problem is that for many families, we feel like our lives are functioning, but the depth of our relationships within the home seem to be shallowing. And you mentioned technology. So chapter 9 in the book is a book that's really addressing the needs of the family and how social media, especially, and how technology is impacting our homes. It was very unique. The outcome of the survey that we received told us that families look favorably upon social media when it comes to family that live outside the home. You know, my grandma lives 10 hours away, or I might have a son or a daughter that's overseas. Mm-hmm. And so in that respect, technology becomes our friend. But what it ends up producing inside the home oftentimes is pseudo relationships, pseudo conversations, very surface things where we all come home and everybody goes to their own room and they have their own devices and we close ourselves off and when's dinner and a lot of times we don't eat dinner together and before long, it doesn't take very long for us to live lives around each other without living lives connected to each other. Yeah, so that's really is the heart of where we want to go with it. So within the contents of the book, we dive right into our relationship with our spouse. And I believe, and I make a testament to this, that the greatest thing we can ever give our kids is solidity within the marriage. And so when we're able to give that and able to provide that, it gives that sense of safety and of peace in the home that our kids need, and not chaos. And so I really put that as a really high priority. And we talk about how to make that work. And we move on to how to build relationships with our kids and what that can look like and how to strengthen our connections with each of our kids and make that memorable for them. and give them that sense of security as well.
How many kids do you have?
So I have three, very fortunate. So my oldest daughter, we received into our lives as a teenager. And so she has, she is married and has three kids. They live in Harrison. And then I have our middle child, Mallory, and she lives here in town. She works. And she's going to school full time. And then my youngest son, Bradley, is 24, and he is working also. So they're all adults out of the home.
Biggest smile I've seen on your face all day long was when you mentioned your kids.
Well, not to take away from my marriage, because I love my wife so much. But in the moment of that, we were talking about a little more serious issue. But my relationship with my kids means so much. And even as adults, I'm finding that the principles that are laid out in this book tremendously helped my relationship with my young adult children.
Mm-hmm. Hardest principle in your book for you to work on when it comes to your kids? What's the hardest thing for you to do?
You know, in chapter 8, we really pull back the curtains. And in fact, it was 2 weeks before the publishing date on this book. And I had not really had an urge or a sense in my heart that I needed to publish another chapter or write another chapter. And there was a segment of about 5 or 6 years there in my home where things got really rough. So we battled different challenges as a family. And I just thought, you know what? The greatest way that I know of to build bridges with people is to be able to express vulnerability. And so we pulled back the curtains of our home and expressed very openly some of the challenges that we faced and how we walked through those in God's grace and how we came out of that. So a part of that was really having to find a different part of me deep down, even deeper down, I should say, to learn how to love unconditionally and to learn how to love and still set boundaries, firm boundaries when things were out of whack. And I would say by far that was the greatest challenge that my wife and I have faced as parents.
Mm-hmm. Help me. As a coach, you know that parents are going from practice to practice, from field to court to gym to whatever it may be. And, you know, you get in that churn of the school year sometimes, and you really do just get so busy. And you might be driving through a fast food restaurant because you're not able to go home and cook dinner. I mean, we all do it.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for parents, especially as we near the holiday season and the busy, busy, busy time? What advice do you have for parents on how to bring the stress down and make more of those connections?
This first part of what I would say might be a little bit late this year, maybe not for second semester, but one of the things that helped us, and it, again, every family has its own flow. Every family has its own level of energy that they can endure. One thing that helped us was limiting our children's activities to one thing a semester. And we came to realize, again, going back to our marriage, that oftentimes we become so busy, like you just stated, that we're going and going and going for the kids that it becomes strictly a kid-centric home. And when that happens, the one question we don't ask is, how's this affecting our marriage? We're getting through because we're okay right now, because we're pouring everything into our kids. 18 years later, we're looking at each other in an empty home going, who are you? And so we want to do everything we can to avoid that. So that would be one thing. The next thing I would say is do everything you can to make the most of small moments, even if it means having somebody come over and watch your kids for 30 minutes to an hour so that you can just go to Walmart and just walk around. You don't have to buy anything. Walk around together. Hold hands. Go to town. Go to your favorite spot that you love to see the sunset. Do those small things again. And if you are that busy parent that is involved in things like travel sports and all of those things on weekends, you're gone every weekend, I'm not condemning that at all, but I will say this, carve out a couple of hours to go and enjoy a nice dinner together where it's just the two of you. Make time for yourselves, because that is what you're going to need in the long run. That's what your kids are going to need of you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Did you dedicate this book to your mother?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I dedicated this book to my mom. I felt like if anybody is worthy of me doing that in this stage of life, I had to reflect back on the thousands of investments of time and encouragement that Mother poured into me and into our marriage, into our home, into my grandkids, and she was the one that needed this one. Lastly, I would just mention that the last chapter of the book is designed for you to be able to really sink your teeth into a specific plan for your family. It's one thing to talk vaguely about principles. It's another to really begin to work them into your calendar. It's one thing to work them into your meetings with your family that I hope you have at the beginning of every week to talk about who's going where and who's doing what. And just be able to aim toward the goal of less stress and more connection for your family. It's so worth it. We want to fight for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where can we find this book? How can we get our hands on it so we can read it?
This book is available on Amazon. If you'll just look it up, Less Stress, More Connection. It is right there available to you for the price of a movie ticket. $10 and it's yours. If you find me, I'd love to sign it for you. If you'd rather have an autographed copy, I can order you a copy and get that signed and mailed to you for $15.
Very good. Congratulations. Do you have another book in the works?
I have a workbook that's in the works for this, and I'm hoping to be done with it by Christmas.
Fantastic. All right. There you go. That's all I got, sir.